On this week's Trivia Night, we're calling action on Aries season. It's time for Celebrity April Birthdays. Take a deep breath, Trivia Heads, because it's time to blow out the candles on another brand new episode of Trivia Night, the perfect podcast addition to every flavor of birthday cake. I am your host, Philip Tricky, and I'm coming to you from Trivia Night World Headquarters in Dayton, Ohio, born on April 1st, 1796. Dayton, Ohio, where every day is April Fool's Day. I've got 10 questions from CrowdPurse Trivia Game of the Week, pulled from our vast library of games that we update every week. Whether you're celebrating a birthday, birth week, or birth month, we have got you covered. Stick around and find out how to get started for free. Although, adults celebrating a whole birth month? Come on, guys. Last week's bonus question. What 1990s sitcom starred Steven Root, aka Milton, from Office Space? The correct answer is News Radio. Steven Root starred on News Radio, an unsung gem in the jewelry store of 1990s sitcoms. Now, just as Milton was ready to set the building on fire, I'm ready to light some trivia candles on everyone's favorite celebs born in the month of April. 10 questions, 10 answers. And the day this episode drops is actually my birthday. No fooling. So give yourself a free bonus point, because this trivia game goes to 11. Let's play! We got birthday celebs asking about birthday celebs, so let's light it up nice and easy with question one. What popular 1990s comedy marks the big screen debut of actor and April baby Paul Rudd? Is it A, Mallrats, B, Can't Hardly Wait, C, Clueless, or D, She's All That? Which of these 1990s comedies marks the big screen debut of April baby Paul Rudd? The correct answer is C. It's Clueless. Paul Rudd, born April 6th, 1969, makes his feature debut in the 1995 comedy Clueless. I'm going to try and give you all these celebrities and their birthdays, so maybe you can reach out and drop them a little, hey, happy birthday. Like I said, today is mine. Moving on to question two. What animated film features the song Happy by April 5th birthday boy Pharrell Williams? Was it A, Despicable Me 2, B, Home, C, Cloudy with a Chance of Meatballs, or D, Hotel Transylvania? Which animated film features the hit Pharrell Williams song, Happy? The correct answer is A, Happy was in Despicable Me 2. And that song, Happy, scored April 5th birthday boy Pharrell Williams his first ever Academy Award nomination. Congratulations. I'm still waiting on mine. It's coming. Don't you worry. Moving on to question three. Question three is going to be a fill in the blank. I'm not giving you any answer options, so you just have to drive your hand all the way down into that birthday cake to pull out the answer to this question. So here we go with a fill in the blank. Question three. British singer Dusty Springfield hit the Billboard Top 10 in 1969 with her song Blank of a Preacher Man. Again, your question is, British singer Dusty Springfield hit the Billboard Top 10 in 1969 with her song Blank of a Preacher Man. Who did Dusty Springfield sing about in 1969, taking it to the top 10 of Billboard? The correct answer is Sun. The only boy who could ever reach her was the sweet-talking son of a preacher man. Here's another little fun fact about me. I am also the sweet-talking son of a preacher man. Let's keep it going here with the birthday wishes on question four. On what early 2000s television espionage drama did Jennifer Garner play CIA agent Sidney Bristow? Was it A, The Agency, B, Alias, C, Agent X, or D, The Assets? On which of these TV espionage dramas did Jennifer Garner play Sidney Bristow? The correct answer is B. She played Sidney Bristow on Alias. Question five. What Oscar-winning actress gave birth to future Oscar nominee Kate Hudson on April 19th, 1979? Is it A, Patty Duke, B, Meryl Streep, C, Sandy Dennis, or D, Goldie Hawn? Which of these Oscar-winning actresses is the mom of Kate Hudson, who was born on April 19th? The correct answer is D. It's Goldie Hawn, Oscar winner for 1969's Cactus Flower. Question 6. What silent film legend did Robert Downey Jr. portray en route to an Oscar nomination in 1992? Was it A, Buster Keaton, B, Charlie Chaplin, C, Harold Lloyd, or D, Douglas Fairbanks? Which of these silent film stars did Robert Downey Jr. portray in 1992? The correct answer is B, RDJ, who was born on April 4th, 1965, got his first Academy Award nomination for playing Charlie Chaplin in the 1992 biopic Chaplin. Question 7 is going to be a reorder question. I'm going to read you the question, give you 4 answer options, and I just need you to put these in correct order. So here we go with a reorder question 7. List these comedies starring Seth Rogen in chronological order, and your comedies are Pineapple Express, Neighbors, The 40-Year-Old Virgin, and Long Shot. Again, your comedies are Pineapple Express, Neighbors, The 40-Year-Old Virgin, and Long Shot. Move those around, put those in correct order so we can wish April baby Seth Rogen a happy birthday, and your correct order is The 40-Year-Old Virgin, Pineapple Express, Neighbors, and Long Shot. 40-Year-Old Virgin was 2005, Pineapple Express 2007, Neighbors 2014, and Long Shot in 2019. And Seth Rogen was born on April 15th, tax day in the U.S. I don't know what it is in Canada. Any of my Canadian listeners, reach out. Let me know what tax day is up in the Great White North. Question 8. Which of these stars of TV's Friday Night Lights married April birthday girl Kirsten Dunst in 2022? Was it A, Taylor Kitsch, B, Jesse Plemons, C, Zach Guilford, or D, Scott Porter? Which of these Friday Night Lights stars married April birthday girl Kirsten Dunst just a couple of years ago? The correct answer is B. It's Jesse Plemons. Jesse Plemons met Kirsten Dunst on the set of the second season of Fargo, and they got married a couple years ago. Question 9. That's question 9 in French. What is the name of talk show host and April birthday boy David Letterman's production company? Is it A, Worldwide Pants, B, Broadway Video, C, Fremulon, or D, Spartina Productions? Which of these production companies is owned by Mr. David Letterman? The correct answer is A, it's Worldwide Pants. He started that production company in 1993. Broadway Video is the production company of Lorne Michaels. Fremulon, I believe, is, I don't know if it is Andy Samberg, but it does a lot of Andy Samberg stuff. And Spartina is Stephen Colbert. I got it. Give yourself another point because I pulled that one straight out of the sky. Now, before I ice that birthday cake with the last question, do you have an upcoming meeting, event, or I don't know, say a party that you'd like to take to the next level? You, yes, you can host your own trivia game just like this with CrowdPer. We've got over 1,600 original trivia games in our library, and they're just burning to brighten up any and all get-togethers. Don't see the topic you want? You can write your own original trivia game on any topic you choose. Couple that with CrowdPer's AI Trivia Builder and get brand new questions on any topic under the sun with just the push of a button. Players join in on their devices, either in person or virtually, and you kick back and relax as they blow out those candles for a spot atop our real-time rankings leaderboard. And our Free Forever Basic plan gets you up and running, bing, bang, boom. So add some fun to your next live, virtual, or hybrid event with CrowdPer. I'm getting to a point in my life where birthday candles on a cake pose a definite fire hazard. It's question 10. What is the name of country legend Willie Nelson's beloved Martin N20 acoustic guitar? Is it A, Silver, B, Lucky, C, Trigger, or D, Flash? What is the name of Willie Nelson's beloved Martin guitar? The correct answer is C. That guitar is known as Trigger. It's named after Roy Rogers' horse. And Willie Nelson, born April 29, 1933, has been using that same modified Martin N20 since 1969. Well, I have been chasing the high of a McDonald's Caboose birthday party for decades, and that's about the closest I've ever got. That is our show for the week. Please, please, please do me a favor. Rate and review this show on Apple, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to your podcasts. Connect with our social media on Instagram and Twitter. We are at CrowdPur, where you'll find daily updates, new trivia questions, and a whole lot more. And check out our podcast page for this week's bonus question. Lastly, do check out CrowdPur.com to create and host your own live trivia show just like this. Thank you so much for listening and playing. My name is Philip Tricky, and join us right here next week for another brand new episode of Trivia Night.